The book was started in, we think, around 1671. Locke explains in the Epistle to the Reader how he and some friends were meeting in his chambers, and they were discussing some topic which we're not told what it is, but it transpired that they came to an impasse and they could make no headway. So the logical place to go from that impasse would be to ask, well, are we asking a question, whatever it was, that can be answered? Or are we asking something that can never be answered? So Locke, it seems, took it upon himself to go off and said he was going to make some notes on this and he would present his findings at the next meeting, which he did. But basically, he was looking into the origin and extent of human understanding, how much we could know, what things we could pronounce on with certainty, what things we could pronounce on vaguely, and what things we couldn't pronounce on at all. And that project, Locke, I think, soon realised that it was a far bigger project than he could accomplish just in the interval between one meeting and the next with these friends in his chamber. We think that Locke had completed the first draft of what would become the Essay Concerning Human Understanding in the summer of 1671, and that a second draft had been written by the end of that year. The essay took over 20 years to write, and in the meantime, Locke had been on self-imposed exile in Holland. What began in the early 1670s was not finished until 1689.